How many patients were at the state hospital when you worked there?
Oh, when I started, there was 3,000.
Wow.
And there wasn't nearly, they were pretty short of help. It was right after the war, you know. And the day I went up and applied for a job, and I went to work the next day. Yeah, it was quite an experience when I first went there, because I was only 19 years old. And I'd never seen anything like that before, you know. But and when I worked there in 1947, we had a girl, a young girl, that used to swallow spoons and that anything she could get her hands on. And we used to keep her hands in a muff, like a big muff. We'd wrap them with a bandage, and then we'd put them in this muff and tie it. In the, when they had the museum, they had a collection of stuff that they had taken out of this woman's stomach that she had swallowed. We had a lady on hall five. She had been in a seclusion room for years, years, years. The only time she ever came out was when we took her out to have a bath. Because if you'd let her out, first thing she'd do is run and break out all the windows or throw the furniture or hit somebody. She was in a room, but they finally came up with a medicine that worked on her, and she got out and she had ground parole. And I used to see her walking around the lawn.
Oh.
But yeah, that was one case. And upstairs was a big hall, and we'd take them up there to dances, and the women would sit on one side and the men on the other side. And when the music, they had a band. When the music would start up, they'd jump up and all run to the middle, you know, and grab somebody and start dancing. That was interesting to watch. And the cottage that I worked on in when I went back there in 49, we'd done the peeling. If they needed a peeling party.
Like potatoes?
We never had to peel potatoes. I had a peeler for potatoes. But we used to peel onions and cabbage and string beans and anything they needed. Where I worked, and they'd come and they'd call and say we could send down a peeling party. So we'd go upstairs, and we had two floors. We'd go upstairs and holler, peeling party. And boy, they'd just come gather around. They were so happy to get to do something, I guess. So, and that was underneath the kitchen, the dining room,
oh, okay.
The women's dining room. There was a big room down there with long tables. And so we'd get down there, and they had a tin pan full of paring knives. I'd pass them out to the women, and we'd all sit around the table. I always helped them. And we'd sit there and do whatever had to be done. And then quite often when they get through, one of the cooks would bring them down a cookie or something, for, you know.
Oh, so, that's nice.
Yeah. And in the fall, they would always bring in met people that worked on the farm, drove a truck. They'd bring in a big bushel of apples and bring it up the stairs from the tunnel and set it inside the door. And patients would just go help themselves to an apple whenever they wanted it. We gave them a ground parole card, and they were about the size of a credit card and had their name on it. And they could go on the ground, or they could go downtown if they had permission or anything. But this man, he took his and went to the airport, and he got on the airplane. But they caught up with him before he got taken off, before he took off, I guess.
So, oh, before the plane took off.
Yeah. And then one time my brother was going to Florida, on his way to Florida, and someplace down in Georgia or some southern state, he went into this restaurant, and this patient sat there, and of course he knew him, and the patient said to him, "You aren't going to report me, are you?" And my brother said, "Hell no, I'm not going to report you. You're this far away. You just keep going." So I don't know if he ever got caught or not, but yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I guess he was well enough to be that far away. He was well enough to go on, I guess. So, yeah. But a lot of them liked it there. That was the only home they had. And of course they had very good care. They got 3 good meals. The food was marvelous that they had. And they had a bed to sleep in, clean bed. They could have a clean bed every day if they wanted it. They had all their medication. It was wonderful. It's just too bad that there isn't some place like that today. There would be less people on the street.